on Tuesday for theCUBE CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Lewis Smith, Coordinator for Communications and Media Program for the Cannabis Safety Council. He was with us a few weeks ago talking about farm safety. And today he's going to be talking to us about, this is National Safety Week in Canada from May 1st to the 7th. So welcome, Lewis. Now, tell us, as Canadians, what are some of our biggest concerns when we think of summer safety?
Well, summer safety is a very broad subject.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking specifically the summer, one of the most common activities that you see is boating, canoeing, swimming, often a lot of things related to aquatic.
Okay.
And when it comes to water, it's a tricky animal, you know, because water can be a very deadly aspect of Canadian society if you're not paying attention and not taking steps to stay safe.
Okay, that's very interesting and very important, too, especially for some of us who have children. What are some things that we can do to help cut down on accidents?
Well, one of the biggest things from a children's standpoint is supervision. You know, as I say, it's very quick and very quiet when water fatalities come into play. So a parent really needs to be supervising at all times. And beyond that, the parent really needs to be within arm's length of a child at any given moment, because the thing that a lot of parents may not really notice or take heed of until it's too late is that it doesn't take much water to drown a child. All it takes is a few centimeters, so anything from a bathtub to a bucket can be enough to cause a tragedy. So it's absolutely crucial that parents stay within arm's reach at all times and are available in case something might happen.
Okay, that's really interesting, because I doubt if a lot of parents really consider the bathtub as hazardous. Now, drownings, have they gone down in Canada?
Statistically, we've seen a general decrease since the 90s. Over the past 5 or 6 years, it's remained more or less static.
Okay.
We do see an average of about 478 deaths a year, especially over the past 5 or 6 years or so. So, you know, we are doing better overall as a country, but there's still a lot of room for improvement.
Okay, 478 deaths a year, so mostly during the summer, I guess. So that's still a huge number.
It is, and it's very disconcerting, you know, because the fact of the matter is, when we talk about deaths relating to natural hazards, a lot of times there are steps that we can take, but not all of them are preventable. When it comes to water safety and drownings, every single one of them is preventable, and it can be something as simple as using a personal flotation device, keeping a buddy around to keep an eye on you.
Okay. So personal flotation devices, do you have any recommendations for people?
Yeah. Well, Canadian law says that, especially on boats, every boat needs to have a life jacket for every person on board. And that's a good start. But it doesn't go far enough in the sense that if you hit a patch of rough water or the water suddenly takes a nasty turn, it's not reasonable to expect to be able to find your life jacket and put it on in the time it would take for tragedy to happen. So it's one thing to have a life jacket available to you, but our recommendation is to wear a life jacket at all times.
Okay, so definitely a lot of people getting into a boat and just thinking they don't need the flotation devices.
Exactly, following the law, which is great. You know, we'll never say just follow the law. But the question remains, is the law enough to keep you safe? And the fact of the matter is, life jackets can literally save lives. So it's definitely important to put the odds on your side and just not take any risks. Wear the life jacket.
Okay. Do you have any statistics on the age as far as drownings are concerned or the circumstances?
Sure. Yeah, the average age of drowning, the statistics we have are between 2008 and 2012.
Mm-hmm.
The past 3 or 4 years, we don't have full data yet because we're still waiting to hear back from the coroners. But the average age is about 42.8 years old. But the really staggering stat, and the one that I saw and get a double take at, is the gender diversity. You know, 82% of all drowning victims over that time span were men.
Really?
82. Okay. You'd expect it to be more along the lines of 50-50 division. But I think the 82% stat really indicates the more generally reckless nature of men around water.
Okay.
They tend to take more risks, especially when it comes to standing on the edges of boats or taking more risky activities in water sports. So it's definitely important to be focusing on the groups that are most at risk, and the numbers don't lie.
Okay, that's pretty interesting, because it's not children, it's middle-aged adults.
That is the general trend.
Okay.
Keep in mind that that's the average.
Overall,
in terms of all age groups, the largest cross section of drowning deaths come for 20 to 24 year olds. So it's still in the younger skew, but it tends to go either really young or really old. There's not too much in between.
Okay, that's interesting. Any statistics on consumption of alcohol? Would that be a factor, too?
Consumption of alcohol is very often a factor, yeah.
Okay.
We see about 40% of boating incidents have some kind of link back to boating while drinking.
Okay.
And or alternatively, drinking on the boat and then, standing up over the edge and toppling over.
Mm-hmm.
So alcohol is certainly a factor in a lot of weather-related deaths. And the fact is that it impairs your judgment, right? So, while it wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing in and of itself on land, when you factor in water, when you factor in turbulence, maybe unsteady footing, you're more likely to do something to put yourself at risk as a result.
Okay.
So, my question is, if you're boating or doing any water sports or swimming, avoid drinking to excess.
Okay, good.
And if you're driving the boat, don't drink at all.
Good. Well, isn't there a fine also in every province for drinking while boating? Or?
The legislation varies from province to province, but yes, there are some that have fines that are attributed to it. But I think the big issue here, Marine, is that a lot of people don't see it as being as serious as, say, drinking and driving, probably because of the lack of exposure or the lack of traffic in the water. But the fact of the matter is it can be just as deadly.
Okay, certainly. That's an excellent point. Now, National Summer Safety Week, other than the water, are there any other concerns as far as safety in the summer?
There are plenty of concerns. At any given moment, running around outside, playing sports, you can pull muscles, you can break bones. Our focus this week is specifically on water safety, just because it's such a common issue that comes up over and over again. Every year you hear about at least a few toddlers drowning in pools, and it's just such a senseless tragedy that we want to do anything we can to raise awareness on it.
Exactly, and like everything else, even in the farm safety, toddlers, children have to be monitored, and definitely at all times, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Not to be prescriptive as far as being in any state here.
Right.
But there are a lot of dangers out there, and it's important to keep children out of harm's way.
Good. Now, if we want some more information, what can people do to get some more information on the internet?
People can visit our website at canadasafetycouncil.org.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a whole list of safety-related tips, not only for water safety, but also for summer safety. And specifically for water safety as well, they can visit the Life Saving Society of Canada's website. They're really the experts in the country.
Okay, good information. Do you think that swimming lessons are on the rise for children?
We certainly hope so. Swimming lessons are always a great idea because being a strong swimmer in and of itself won't necessarily keep you safe.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely puts the odds on your side as opposed to being a weak or non-swimmer.
Okay.
So we definitely advocate for swimming lessons early in life.
Good, and I think it helps people be more aware of the dangers in the water, too.
Absolutely.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Lewis?
I think we've covered most of it.
Well, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Marie.
Bye.
Take care.